Chapter 1. The fitness industry is completely fucked up. Enter Adam, unmasking the facade of everything published in the mainstream. You want answers? You can't handle the truth. A Few Good Men. You want to know what the problem is with being an editor for the most read fitness publications in the world, as I am? You might think it's the low pay, the 90-hour work weeks, and the complete anonymity that comes with not having your name on 95% of the stuff you write. All reasonable guesses. But that stuff isn't so bad when you get to work with some of the smartest people in the world, learn the best ways to improve your life, and train with athletes who are even cooler and more badass than they appear on TV. The real problem? It's really hard to do my job the way it should be done. It's bullshit, and I'm tired of it. And I've finally reached a point where I'm ready to call out the industry because it's time for a fucking change. Is this a rant? No. It's a much-needed stand that will explain why most guys never see the type of results promised and why you are actually capable of achieving much more than you probably think. The fitness industry is just like the food industry, or any industry for that matter. The truth is always hiding somewhere between what you see and what you believe. How do I know? I've been part of the process that created the problem, and I have been diligently working to find a solution. And what I discovered was that in order to fix a broken system, we needed to introduce a little chaos. That chaos is hormones. Not the steroids and anti-aging clinics that make everyone think of Jose Canseco and doping controversies. There's nothing controversial about what we'll share. But the endgame is just as salacious and headline-grabbing. And if we should remember Canseco for anything, it's that he shed light on a reality that was overlooked by all. People who focus on hormones age better, look better, and perform the way they want. But you don't need a chemistry set to become superhuman. You can achieve that naturally. No pills, no shots, no injections. As we've already mentioned, the benefits go far beyond looking fucking awesome. Your hormones are the key to optimizing physical, social, and cognitive performance. This is basic endocrinology that's 60 years of research in the making. Only no one has the balls to talk about it. Until now. No one's talking about it because the fitness industry is not an open forum for discussion. It's closed-minded, dogmatic, and really confusing. It's no wonder most guys are unsure about what they should eat, when they should eat, and the best way to exercise. And if your health weren't the crux of everything in life, this wouldn't be a big deal. But your health directly influences everything in your life. And we mean everything. Your wealth, happiness, intelligence, sex life, and longevity. And that's just the short list. Every aspect of how you live and feel depends on the way you exercise and what you eat. But you don't hear that from the media. You just see the same cover lines. Build bigger biceps, get back in shape, and six-pack secrets. But I have a question. How are those headlines working out for you? Behind the fear. The information you receive from the mainstream media is somewhat designed to help you achieve those goals of bigger biceps and firmer six-packs. But they all miss the bigger picture. Larger biceps aren't about doing curls. Getting back in shape isn't about getting the cardio in. And having a six-pack isn't about not eating after 7 p.m. That's a bullshit Sunday topped with enough restrictions to drive anyone to the late-night Dairy Queen in a way that blows up your best-laid plans. I'm sorry, but you've been screwed. You don't get the results the media offers, but you do get plenty of frustration. This is because the gatekeepers in the fitness world would rather be consistent than progressive. They assume they know what the readers want, and therefore the information you receive is always pushed through a selective filter. This leaves us with a frustrating reality. Information spread by the mainstream media that is oftentimes designed to maintain the status quo rather than be completely transparent. That's because people don't like admitting they're wrong or just not completely right. Oftentimes, what prevents personal growth is narrow-mindedness, not outright stubbornness. For whatever reason, they're unwilling to make changes to their value system.